President Bush has spent his first few weeks in office focusing on education, a plan to cut taxes, and an initiative to have religious groups handle social programs. But this week, the president takes on a range of topics, key appointments in the Justice Department, a potential military makeover, and his first presidential visit to Mexico. NPR's Don Gagne is covering the president. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president makes three trips to military installations this week. What's he going to be doing there?
You know, he's keeping with that idea of a theme of the week, and this week, really, the dominant theme is the military. It's something he talked a lot about during the campaign. He will be this morning at Fort Stewart. That's in Georgia, outside Savannah. And really, the focus of his visit with the troops is that whole big question of military morale. He's going to have some remarks when he lands about that topic. He's going to inspect the troops, have lunch with some of the troops down there. The centerpiece of his remarks today will be an announcement of roughly $1.5 billion that will be dedicated to a pay raise for the military and to improve military housing. Those are two things that get right to the heart of that whole question of morale. That kind of money would translate into about a 4.6% pay raise for a military personnel. Tomorrow, another military base will be in Norfolk, Virginia, the U.S. Joint Forces Command there, and the theme tomorrow, again, still military, obviously, but it will be on the need to transform the U.S. military, to modernize it. He talks a lot about it being smaller and quicker and more efficient as our defense needs change.
Anything for reservists?
That comes Wednesday. The president himself was a reservist during the Vietnam War. He was in the Air National Guard, and he'll be in Charleston, West Virginia on Wednesday. It's an Air National Guard base there. He'll be talking to the reserves and talking about the important role that they play in the nation's defense. And then Thursday, he kind of wraps up this portion of things with an address to the State Department.
And yet the president is not planning to funnel any more money into the Pentagon. What sort of review is going on there?
Yeah, he's, you know, he talked again during the campaign. The phrase he used over and over when addressing these issues was that help is on the way to the military. Again, speaking to what he saw and what many Republicans saw as neglect of the military under President Clinton. Now, that phrase, help is on the way, a lot of folks I talked to along the campaign trail over the past year thought that that meant that there would be big spending increases as soon as the president took office. You know, we will get these pay raises in the next fiscal year, but right now they're saying no immediate spending increases at all. They want to review everything, top to bottom, they say, in the entire military, and it's not until that is done will there be any talk of specific increases.
The Washington Post reports the president knows his choices for Deputy Attorney General. Who might that be?
It's a gentleman named Larry Thompson. His name has come up. He's an African-American attorney. He is from Atlanta. He is a former U.S. attorney from Georgia. And one of the things that people are talking about there is by appointing an African-American to that prominent position of Deputy Attorney General, it may blunt some of the criticism that the president received with the naming of John Ashcroft to the top post at Justice. And we should see this appointment of Larry Thompson later on this week.
And what are Presidents Bush and Fox likely to talk about in Mexico this week?
The cordial relations that these two countries have enjoyed. They will also talk about trade issues. And it's a quick meeting Friday at President Fox's ranch down in Mexico. It's in and out in a day. They'll essentially spend the afternoon a little more than a few hours together. But they will talk about the mutual interest that these two countries share.
Japanese officials are asking questions about the sinking of a fishing boat following a collision with a U.S. submarine off Hawaii. What's the reaction been at the White House?
You know, the president expressed his regret over the weekend. An apology went to Japan from Secretary of State Colin Powell, and they're looking at what happened, this really strange accident. It's not clear at this point if it says anything beyond the fact that it was one of those terrible, you know, accidents that can happen. But they're reviewing it right now, and the apologies have been offered.
NPR's Don Gagne.